Hi there, Dr. Zoe here with a question from Creative Soul. She says, good evening. I'm going through slight depression and I feel lonely. I moved from New York City with my son and I don't know many people. I have a few friends and I actually have a boyfriend, but I want him to do more with me. My older sister says that I want him to fill my voids. I do activities with my son so he won't feel lonely. I overthink, assume, and think the worst of things. If my boyfriend can't make something and it happened more than once, I think the worst of him at times, and I feel that every time we try to go out, he won't make it. He treats me well, and he's trying, but this kind of relationship is new to him. I'm trying to be patient, but I'm not at times. Even with my family, I've been feeling like the black sheep and not wanted. I want to seek counseling. How can I approach this issue with myself? You know, it's expected that when we have a big life transition, that we lean on what's familiar a little bit more. It's comforting. And it may be that when you moved from New York City, you and your boyfriend had different expectations for how your relationship would look. We often don't voice our expectations and then we're hurt when they're not met. Right now, your boyfriend makes up the majority of your social circle there. It may be a hard truth that you're expecting him to meet all of your social needs. He can't. No person can, and I think you know this. So that means it's up to you. But first, let's get clear about what needs he can meet and which needs he can't. You and your boyfriend would benefit from a conversation about each of your needs in this season of your relationship and your respective lives. An excellent way to start this conversation would be to say something like, I recognize that since I haven't formed my own social circle here yet, that I lean on you more than is healthy. I don't want to do that. I do need some support because I'm feeling lonely, but I'd like to come to an agreement about my expectations and yours so that we're on the same page. I want us to both feel seen and valued in this relationship. Then be clear with him about your expectations, ask him to share his needs as well, and then both of you can tell the other which ones you feel you can meet and which ones you can't. It also sounds like you have a history of feeling unwanted in relationships, so I do agree with you that you could probably benefit from talking to somebody about it, especially since you're experiencing a depression. The best way to approach these issues on your own is through your self-talk. Create some affirmations to use when you begin to make up stories about his or your family's lack of interest in you. Remind yourself that you are loved and valued and your needs matter. Remind yourself that it's not anyone else's responsibility to meet all of your needs, and if they don't, it doesn't mean that they don't love you. Remind yourself that you are good enough and capable of being happy. And then you need to be intentional about expanding your social circle, which can feel hard if you're not feeling that good about yourself. Check out my answer attached in the article about how to make friends as an adult. The more you have going on in your life, the less you're going to need him to meet all of your needs. You got this. It just takes a little grit and grace.
All of us at Grit and Grace wanted to let you know how thankful we are that you joined us. We are a community of women who believe in you. If it's real life insights and encouragement that you need, visit us at gritandgracelife.com.